It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. The Iowa Democratic Party is proposing the biggest changes to its presidential nominating caucuses in nearly 50 years. State Chairman Troy Price says virtual caucuses will allow Democrats to make their choices on a phone or a smart device. I spoke with Price yesterday afternoon, just after the announcement.
Virtual caucuses are an opportunity for those who have not had a chance to participate in our process before, the chance to do so. They'll have six opportunities to do to sign in on the virtual caucus. They have to register with the state party beforehand. But once they do that, they will be able to have their voices heard in the process.
The Iowa caucuses are pretty confusing to people that aren't, you know, immersed in them. This seems like it's going to make it even more challenging. How do you combat that to make sure that it's not a difficult thing for people to understand that want to participate in the caucuses?
See, I actually think that it's going to make the process easier. Adding virtual caucuses actually just gives more people a chance to have their voices heard. And it's a fairly easy way to do so. They just literally have to call in, so long as they're registered with the party and a registered Democrat. They literally just have to call in at the prescribed time and express their presidential preferences. This is a real opportunity for us to streamline the process. And there's going to be even more stuff coming out as we work through our plans in the coming months.
Is it going to create more challenges or more work, at least, for the Iowa Democratic Party?
It will. Anytime you create something from scratch, obviously there's going to be a lot of work that we have to do. But we're prepared to do it because we know this is a volunteer-run process. And we want to make sure that that process is as easy as possible for the great volunteers who are going to be in all 1,679 precincts, for those people to be able to manage their caucuses and run them effectively and run them well. And we also want to make sure for our caucus goers that they have a great experience when they go to their caucus, so that they know when they leave the caucuses that they feel good and a strong part of the Democratic Party. So that may mean some more work for us, but we're prepared for it because it's all so critical to making sure that our party remains one of the strongest in the country.
When you were unrolling this on the press call, you mentioned that you were having good and fruitful conversations with the Secretary of State in New Hampshire. Do you have his word that the Iowa caucuses are going to stay when they are, and there's not going to be any moving of any primaries on the New Hampshire side?
I mean, listen, we have a great conversation. We have always had a great relationship with Secretary Gardner. And our conversation last week, where we talked through a lot of this, we went really well, and we really appreciated his feedback and his thoughts on this. But we're still at the beginning of this conversation. We'll continue to do that. But I'm confident that Iowa will remain first, and that we will continue to preserve our great relationship that we've had not only with Secretary Gardner, but with the people of New Hampshire.
That's Troy Price with the Iowa Democratic Party discussing the biggest proposed changes to the Iowa caucuses since 1972. I also reached out to Rachel Payne Caulfield for her perspective. She's a political science professor at Drake University, and she says it's a change people have been looking for, but it will be a logistical challenge to figure out how it will be done while preserving the integrity of the process.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. When you introduce a big change like this, there will be some level of confusion and some level of difficulty just in navigating what the options are, how you can be sure that you can participate either in person or virtually. And the nature of that virtual participation is not yet well articulated in terms of exactly what it's going to mean for the user experience. So the actual participants, I think, are going to be anxious to find out exactly what that might entail for them.
That's Drake University political science professor Rachel Payne Caulfield discussing the new proposal for virtual caucuses that was announced yesterday by the Iowa Democratic Party. There is a 30-day public comment period, and the State Central Committee and the Democratic National Committee will need to approve the plan.